I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Philippine troops are going after an ISIS-linked group. And did you know that reading glasses and coloring books have a connection to World Malaria Day? The details in a moment. But first, Mindanao is resounding with the sounds of war. Philippine military is going after the terror group Abu Sayyaf. In a weekend clash, the government discovered the presence of a Moroccan bomb maker. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyr says this could be a connection to the Islamic State.
We know there has been transfer of people and technology and instruction from Syria and Iraq to Libya.
If it is, it's bad news for the government. But the church? They're used to it. They've been targeted by Abu Sayyaf for years.
There are threats against what they're doing. But they also understand that the call of Christ is to go out and make disciples, to go out and share with unbelievers the truth of the gospel.
VOM trains pastors and supports and encourages the church under fire. More than that,
the number one way that we can help is to pray. That's really the front lines of providing help, because we know God can go where we can't go. He can provide encouragement to people we don't even know.
Violence continues to flare in the Middle East, leaving no end in sight for the current refugee crisis. But Sat-7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is trying to meet refugees where they are. Through its new broadcast, Medicine and Life, Sat-7 is featuring expert advice on the physical and psychological issues that refugees face. Would you pray that this new series would be successful, be able to help refugees, and ultimately lead them to Christ? You can learn more at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. On April 25th, World Malaria Day wants to end malaria for good. Blessings International, along with its partners, admits that the problem is deadly, but it's also preventable. And it's easy to be part of the solution. CEO Barry Avey says for the next 2 months, they're providing free malaria medication to medical missions teams. They're also providing
unique things like reading glasses, coloring books, issues that you wouldn't necessarily think of if you're thinking of medicine for a mission trip, but things that certainly allow conversations to begin with people.
Why glasses? Well, believe it or not, those are conversation starters.
If these individuals in developing nations don't have reading glasses, they're not able to read the Word of God. And so we want to put things in the team's hands that allow them to open up dialogue, to have discussions. They certainly won't start out as most likely as a discussion about Jesus, but that's where we hope it is.
Next week, we'll tell you more about these partnerships and how you can help. Today, girls at Little Lamps Children's Home in India are celebrating. For the first time in years, there's enough room for each of them to have a bed and a place to call their own. Donna Glass with India Partners says it's because of the care being provided that more space was actually needed.
These children are filled with so much joy. They tell stories about how sad they were and now how happy they are, and they have come to know of Jesus.
Land has been purchased for a new boys' home, and the ministry is now praying for funding to come. Until then, alternative housing will be found for the boys who are fully orphaned, while those who can stay with family members will do so with the help of sponsors. You can learn more about India Partners and contribute to the Little Lamps expansion efforts so that the boys will have a home to call their own, too. And speaking of changing kids' lives, Compassion International is inviting you to help end child poverty. The best part? You can help by doing everyday things. Compassion's new online fundraising platform, Act for Compassion, encourages people to take one act that will change impoverished kids' lives forever. You can invite friends and family to pledge donations for anything from biking to a bake-off to a sponsor campaign. Check out the opportunities at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Did you know that the deaf are one of the world's largest unreached people groups? With a free resource kit from Deaf Bible Society, you can learn how to help 58 million deaf people gain access to God's Word. Get your kit by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org and click on the banner. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.